And that brings us to today's last word in business, artwork lost and found. Authorities in Munich, Germany have uncovered a huge art collection that was thought to have been lost forever. The collection reportedly includes more than 1,500 pieces by masters like Picasso, Matisse, and Chagall, modernist artwork confiscated by the Nazis in the 1930s. All told, this collection could be worth more than $1 billion.
Now, Hitler famously disapproved of most modern art, and his government seized it. Nazi Germany also bizarrely sponsored an exhibition of what they labeled degenerate art, apparently designed to show how offensive it was.
Yet some German officials collected art of many kinds for themselves. Some of the art was recovered after the war, some was not. And then in 2011, authorities raided the apartment of an 80-year-old man under investigation for money laundering.
And that is where they found this art stash, which has just been made public in a report by the German magazine Focus.
The apartment owner was Cornelius Gerlitt, son of a dealer who traded in degenerate art. The Focus magazine report says Gerlitt may have made money by occasionally selling pieces. He had no stated income, and authorities found some empty frames when they raided his apartment.
The art that was found now sits in a warehouse outside Munich, where art historians are trying to estimate its value and also trace the pieces back to their rightful owners. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.